back. Hello, who's this?
Carlos.
Carlos, you are caller 20.
All right.
You got a pair of tickets to When We Were Young in Las Vegas. Chance to see Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and The Offspring and a whole bunch more.
I'll be there that weekend anyway, so I'm glad I got some tickets.
Well, now you're not going to be on the outside of the fence looking in. Congrats.
Numerous subjects.
10-4. 10-4. It is 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. What is up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder. We have What's Up with Florida on the show today. A lottery winner who won $167 million was arrested for kicking a cop in the face. So you got that going for you. People are dumb. Right here in Los Angeles, there was a mini bike chase, which was fantastic to watch, but the guy never had much of a chance. There's a man with a broken arm because of the size of his penis. That's a real story. Plus, we've got new music for you in the 420 catch of the day and more tickets for this. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
This is why I drink. This is why I drink.
There's a guy in Van Nuys with a train horn. And he blows it every afternoon. We'll talk about that coming up on the world-famous K-Rock. That is Somber's version of Fade Into You from Mazzy Star. It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q. There is a house in Van Nuys that has a train horn on the roof, and they set it off every day. And unfortunately, in this report, you will learn that reporters love nothing more than a pun.
Well, that sounds like a train horn, but it's coming from a Van Nuys house.
Oh, dear Lord, that's not annoying.
And neighbors say they've had enough. The piercing siren has been going on for months, and now residents are pleading with police for their help.
A guy in Van Nuys has been blowing a train horn every single day. It's been going on for months. What does it take to get some help?
Eyewitness News reporter Rob Hayes live in Van Nuys, where he spoke with a man behind that horn. Rob?
Yeah, right now the neighborhood is quiet, but folks who live around here say around this time of the day, they are usually bracing for a window-rattling noise ordinance violation, and they don't understand why the guy who is behind it all has not been ticketed. It's a house that sounds more like a train station, turning this block of Peach Street in Van Nuys into Screech Street in Van Nuys.
You go straight to hell for those puns.
Makes the windows rumble.
Neighbors here are frustrated with the blaring horn that shatters the silence here most afternoons for months now.
He puts his alarm on, his house alarm, and has that running. And then he uses the horn. And he blows it for, you know, like 30 seconds, and then it'll stop, and in a few minutes he does it again.
This is the neighbor who likes to toot his own horn.
Shut up with the puns.
If I were in their shoe, I'd complain too. It is loud, it is disturbing.
Gary Boyadzian says he has a long-running beef with LAPD's Van Nuys division.
You know what? Don't care.
The loud siren.
It's train horns, actually.
Okay, the train horns are his way, he says, of getting LAPD's attention.
I need help. I don't know how else to cry out for it. That's why I'm setting the sirens.
And is that fair to the neighbors, you think?
It's not. I would complain too if I was them.
Well, why do you do it?
I'm crying out for help.
The people who live on the block have posted signs urging others to call the police when the horns are blaring.
There was one time where my neighbor's alarm was going off and they were out of town, and I jumped the fence with a ski mask on and disconnected the power. Why has nobody done that?
But neighbors say officers have told them they need to hear the noise themselves in order to cite Boyadzian. And so the frustration grows. The folks around here wishing LAPD would literally grab this case by the horn.
Seriously, dude, the puns. Seriously.
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, what's up?
Trying to see if I want some tickets.
Giving away tickets for When We Were Young in a few minutes at 3.
At 3 o'clock, got it. Thank you so much.
Good luck. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Rachel, I'm caller 20.
You're caller 20.
Oh, my God, thank you guys so much.
Yep, you got tickets to see When We Were Young in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm shocked.
Panic at the Disco and Blink and Weezer and The Offspring and Bad Religion and a whole bunch more.
All right.
We've got a Breaking Bad situation out of Fresno, California.
And a Fresno man is at the heart of a massive drug bust in South Dakota.
About $12 million worth of methamphetamine now off the streets.
That dude was driving a car with $12 million worth of meth.
The state's governor is calling it the largest meth bust in Highway Patrol history. This came after a 42-year-old Alonzo Molina Corona of Fresno was pulled over for speeding.
I've always said if you're going to be stupid, you have to be smart about it. So if you've got $12 million worth of meth in your car, I don't know, maybe don't speed.
Officers say a police canine detected drugs, prompting a vehicle search. Inside, they say they found over 200 pounds of meth. The suspect now faces multiple charges, including felony distribution and possession of a controlled substance. His vehicle was seized as part of the investigation.
This is actual audio from the drug bust.
Now, say my name.
Alonzo Molina Corona of Fresno.
You're goddamn right.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Reinders. What's up with Florida?
This guy doesn't live in Florida, but won the lottery, $167 million. And went to Florida to celebrate.
All new this morning, newly released body cam video shows the arrest of a recent Powerball winner on St. Pete Beach. It shows him allegedly kicking a deputy in the face.
Yeah, the incident here at the Tradewinds Resort.
The dude was at a resort? Of course the resort was in Florida. And fighting with a lot of people. And police showed up to stop it. And he roundhouse kicked the guy in the head. This is what it sounded like.
Are you kidding me? No. Get on the ground! B12, step it up. I just got kicked.
Nobody was more surprised about getting kicked to the face than that guy.
Step it up. I just got kicked.
What you're watching here, video showing that Pinellas County deputy arriving at the scene to break up a fight between 50-year-old James Farthing and another guest. According to an affidavit, Farthing kicked the responding officer in the face, tried to run, but was caught and arrested there.
This is from cell phone video at the scene.
Finish him. Right now he's facing multiple charges. Farthing's girlfriend.
Well, I'm sure she was trying to stop him.
Who was allegedly fighting with other hotel guests. Was also arrested for disorderly conduct.
That dude could be out spending $168 million. And instead, he's in jail in Florida. Hey, Rock, hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
Oh, this is Saul from Ontario.
Saul? Why does it sound like there's three or four people there?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm at work. I'm in the break room right now.
Well, you're caller 20, so you won tickets. Well done.
Oh, no way. Thank you.
Yep. You got tickets to When We Were Young in Las Vegas.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Okay, just you got to stay in the break room for a second because I got to get your info, okay?
Okay, for sure.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Reiter. We have the 420 catch of the day coming up every day at this time. Megan Holliday joins me for Three Things at Four.
It's time for
Three Things at Four. K-Rock, it's Reiter and Megan.
Once only reserved for infants, adult pacifiers are trending.
Nope.
Among stressed out adults with origins in China, where sales on sites were surging. Then the fad spread globally on TikTok.
Are these adult size?
These are adult size
pacifiers.
Yes, sir. Users cite benefits like easing anxiety, helping sleep, curbing smoking, and even managing ADHD. With one saying, I feel a sense of safety from childhood. Psychologists call it a form of regression, and dentists warn of serious risk like misaligned teeth, jaw issues, and swallowing problems, while cautioning that it wreaks havoc on swallow and bite patterns. Public reaction is split. Some see it as a harmless comfort. Others mock the trend.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely hate this.
I'd mock it
so
as well.
So suck on that. Okay? Story number two. An elementary school in Ohio was locked down after a Sasquatch was spotted running past classroom windows. The superintendent said a person in a Bigfoot costume parked in one of the district lots, crossed our campus, and caused the district to enter into into lockdown. Kids outside on recess were quickly moved indoors. Bigfoot never made it inside any of the buildings. The sheriff's office revealed the person in the costume was a parent pulling a prank. I feel like you would do something like this. The parent was pulled over in a traffic stop, but no charges have been filed yet. Can you imagine being the child of this parent?
That's not
you
my would
never,
parent.
You'd never live it down, and then you obviously couldn't do homeschooling because this is an unstable person.
Right.
And speaking of pranks, that brings me to our third story. TikTok creator Heston Cobb, known as Heston James, to his 1.6 million followers, was arrested on July 23rd after a string of disruptive pranks at businesses in Tempe, Arizona. So between March and July, him and his accomplices pretended to be employees at Pep Boys, Highland Auto Repair, Jiffy Lube, Big Brand Tire and Service, and Chipotle.
I gotta tell you, I love this.
In one video, Cobb claimed that he was from corporate before a van of his pranksters arrived to crawl under cars, pretending to work on them. In another, they entered Chipotle and took supplies while posing as cleaning staff. Police say the antics cross into criminal territory and are not harmless fun. Cobb faces one count of third-degree burglary, two counts of criminal impersonation, five counts of disorderly conduct, and five counts of criminal trespass. So he could face up to 9 years in prison.
Yeah, that's what he needs.
He is only 21 years old. So, I don't know. I get it. You gotta do it for the likes, bro. Gotta do it for the likes. I'm Megan Holliday. That was three things at four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Have a brand new song. Sorry, Jed. Have a brand new song from AJR. They are on tour right now in the Somewhere in the Sky tour, and they're going to be coming to Hollywood Bowl October 4th. They have an EP that's coming out August 29th called What No One's Thinking, and they debuted a brand new song on Jimmy Kimmel Live. It's called Betty, and it is our 420 catch of the day, AJR Betty. They are coming to Southern California to the Hollywood Bowl October 4th. That is AJR, my bad. And the song is called Betty. It's a 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. Man left with broken arm because of the size of his penis.
Broken arm?
Yep, he broke his arm in the shower.
Because of his penis.
Because of the size of his penis.
Oh, I can't wait.
He is the world record holder. Apparently he's not able to hold on to it. Man left with a broken arm because of the size of his penis. That's the story. This is a true story. It's a guy in England. His name is Matt Barr. And his penis has been independently measured.
Wow.
Which I think means the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, wow.
At 14 and a half inches.
Wow.
And he was injured. He broke his arm because of it. He was in the shower. And he said he's had a lot of problems in the past, but he said it was embarrassing, the accident. One of the issues with being so large, especially in hot water showers, is that it's not exactly easy to see my feet.
Oh, my.
So he was going to go on vacation and slipped in the shower and fell and broke his arm.
Oh, my God.
Because his penis was so big.
Wow. This thing gets in the way.
Right?
Wow.
I measure from like the middle of my back and I can get to 13 inches. It's ridiculous. But what we want to do is we want to take your phone calls and or text at 800-520-1067. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. Embarrassing injuries. Because he said it's always embarrassing when I have to tell people because they don't believe me.
Oh.
And then it leads to, well, either I have to show them or...
Yeah, like when he goes to the hospital,
yes,
with the nurses, they're like, all right, buddy.
Right,
okay.
Sure. Right, sure.
Yeah.
And it's true. But he says it's embarrassing every single time.
Oh, God.
So embarrassing injuries. You have to go to the emergency room and yell through that bulletproof glass that something's wrong with you. And then they go, what? I can't hear you. And you have to yell it again. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself at 800-520-1067. Phone calls and or texts.
And the best phone call, we're going to hook you up with your tickets to go to Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach at the Palladium on October 18th.
So, embarrassing injuries, 800-520-1067. K-Rock, hello. You hurt yourself in an embarrassing way. What happened?
So, you know, soccer goalpost?
Yep.
I was in great shape. I was trying to impress some girls by hanging from my legs, trying to do curls for my stomach. I fell and fractured a rib. And I honestly haven't been quite the same since and gained a lot of weight.
Why did you gain a lot of weight?
Well, the recovery process wasn't that quick, and you know, I sat around eating a lot of food, and yeah,
I got you. Did you get the girl?
Yeah.
No, I got a few friends rubbing my back and making sure I was okay, and I had to get carried over a fence because I couldn't climb the fence out of the park where I was at.
Oh, buddy, probably shame eating too.
Well done.
Exactly.
All right, so we're taking your phone calls on embarrassing ways you hurt yourself.
800-520-1067.
Congratulations to
Dylan in Inglewood. All hooked up with those tickets to When We Were Young.
We're going to take some more calls about embarrassing ways you hurt yourself coming up on K-Rock. Man left with broken arm because of the size of his penis is the story we're working on. His name is Matt Barr. He has had his penis independently measured at 14 and a half inches. 8.5 inches thick. I mean,
wow. She beyond thick. Holy crap.
One of the issues with being so large, especially in hot water showers, is it's not exactly easy to see my feet. He said, especially when I move too fast, it can definitely mess with my balance.
Oh my God.
That is a joke that every guy makes, and this guy lives.
And he's not happy about it.
What a nightmare.
God,
no.
Poor guy.
He was going to go on vacation, and he ended up breaking his arm because he fell out of the shower.
Oh, God.
So we're asking you for your embarrassing injuries. How did you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way at 800-520-1067?
Just a couple years ago, I was rollerblading and fell. I ended up fracturing my ulnar and radius, head in my elbow, my wrist. Separated my right, left AC, had a hairline fracture in my knee, and had 12 stitches in my face.
My God, you destroyed every part of your body.
Did you run over a rock or what happened?
I have no idea. I just know I thought I was cool and rollerblading again and ate it.
Oh, man, dude.
Look at me. Oh, shit.
Have you rollerbladed since?
Oh, no. There's still blood on the rollerblade.
That should be the name of your autobiography. K-Rock, hello.
An embarrassing moment where
yes.
I got hurt.
Oh, yeah. What happened?
Yeah, I was in Cabo, and I was trying to open up one of my soul beers with another soul beer for this girl, and I ended up cutting my thumb wide open, and I had to go get stitches while in Cabo.
Oh, man.
The impress the girl stories are my favorite.
Did you get the girl? Did you impress her?
No.
Right. Good work.
Yeah.
800-520-1067. You embarrassingly hurt yourself. We want to hear your story. And for the best story, we have this.
We've got your tickets to Rock to Freedom benefit concert featuring Papa Roach at the Palladium on October 18th. And this is In-N-Out's annual benefit show. So you'll double doubles are going to be involved.
Very cool. Hey, Rock, you hurt yourself in an embarrassing way?
Yes. I broke my neck when I was diving at Newport Beach.
Diving meaning scuba diving?
No, just like trying to dive at the beach like an idiot.
And what'd you do to your neck?
I broke my neck.
Oh.
Where were you diving? Like, into the waves?
Yes.
Wow.
Like from where? Like a pier or something?
Like, no, just like down on the beach. I
just running on the beach, diving into the waves like 7 billion people have done before you broke your neck.
Yes.
Oh.
Have you gone in the ocean since that day?
Hell yes.
Nice. You got to get back on the horse.
Woo.
All right. Embarrassing ways you hurt yourself. 800-520-1067. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We have been talking about embarrassing ways you hurt yourself based on a guy with the world's largest penis who fell out of the shower and broke his arm. And we've been getting some crazy stories. What do you have?
Well, hello. How are you today?
Good. How are you? We're talking about embarrassing injuries.
Oh, I've had too many, but I would say thinking I was an Olympian and ice skating and breaking my clavicle, doing a pirouette and, being the laughing stock of the entire town I'm from Bakersfield. I should not have been ice skating.
Did you have any prior experience?
No, ma'am, except the dream in my head that said, I can do what they can do.
Right? You can see yourself doing it.
If you dream it, you can do it.
Yes!
That's
yes!
Just, by the way, that's just not true.
Oh, I learned hard. And then I had a flight back from New York back to California with that broken clavicle and had not really received good treatment until I got back to California. So the most painful flight of my life.
Oh, no. That's
brutal.
That sounds awful. K-Rock, hello.
Last year, age 56, decided to go to the skate park on a bicycle, tried something that changed my life, like, within minutes. I ended up doing an air and then falling on the handlebar, which impaled my right lung. I fractured two ribs and knocked out my collarbone all at once.
Oh, my God.
That's
devastating.
Insane.
That was gnarly.
Are you okay now?
Had you ever tried something like that before?
Well, you know, I've been skateboarding my whole life, but I saw somebody on a bike and I tried it once and I just brought back memories. I was like, I can still do this.
Wrong.
But apparently not. My name's Rick. I'm okay and my collarbone's still sticking out.
Perfect. It healed that way. I like it. That's how you want it. Unbelievable.
Oh.
People
God.
Thinking that they can do things they saw on TV.
Absolutely.
Or in real life even is crazy.
We've heard about a lot of broken bones today.
Yes, we have. All right, who gets the tickets?
I really like ice skating, you know, doing a pirouette.
I do too.
If you can dream it, you can do it.
I do too.
So that's Valerie in Bakersfield.
I'm from Bakersfield. I should never ice skate. K-Rock, hello.
Hi, K-Rock.
Yep.
How you doing?
Good.
I'd like to request a song.
Okay.
Can you play something by, let's see, yeah, I'm so stoned right now, I don't even know. Who do I want to listen to?
I'm guessing Almost Monday, Can't Slow Down?